Okay, so Bezras Hashem. So this is something I've been doing for about 63 weeks already, trying to share a little bit from the Rebbe's Torah, from the weekly pamphlets. So the weekly pamphlets they send out every Erev Shabbos, and it's a compilation of Torahs from the Tzaddik, whether it's the Shir, it's a Shir that he gave on Shal Shudis a year ago, whether it's a Halacha Shir, Pnimius of Halacha, Pnimius of Shas, whether it is connected to Sipurei Maaseos, Lukutei Maran. There's a potpourri of Torahs that are compiled in each week. Some of it is repeated, some of it is new, some of it is Thursday night Shirim, and it runs from 58 pages to 150 pages. And so my avoda, one of the avodas that I've been trying to do to be mekusha to the tzaddik, is to be looking at these pamphlets, you know, for Shabbos, the Shabbos avoda, and to fold over pages and to find one nekuda to speak about. So I've been doing that online for a little bit now, and it's a Rav Yitzchak Meir Morgenstern. Yeah, I'm going to introduce him. A little bit of water would be gevalt. Thank you. And I'll introduce a little bit of who he is, just for the context of what we're talking about. But what we'll try and do, Be'ezer Hashem, there's Eino Dome Shmia LePanim VePanim for myself, meaning I'll teach this Torah if nobody's listening or if everybody's listening. So I believe very strongly that the Rebbe's Torah is therapeutic, is medicinal, and I think that it's a unique Torah historically, and it's hard to argue with it when you look at the texts. But there's you'll find across the spectrum, the Rebbe talks in ideas across the spectrum. But I'll just introduce a little bit of who the Rebbe is, or at least, you know, on paper who the Rebbe is. Rav Yitzchak Meir Morgenstern Shlita is 53 years old. So, you know, someone saw a picture of him once and they said, "How old is he? 85? I said, "No, he's 53. He's from Golders Green." Someone made the joke once that Kav Yarok, which we sing in the song about Rashbi, is Golders Green, Kav Yarok. Rav Yitzchak Meir, already by the time that he was a bacher, he was about 8 years old, he was in Camp Aguda, associated with Yeshiva Farakoe, Rav Aaron Brachman, Zchus Yagan Aleinu, who was the Rosh Hashiva of Yeshiva Farakoe, was the Menahel of the camp. And there's a letter that was popularized after Rav Brachman was Nifter, and this was a letter that Rav Brachman had written to Rav Yitzchak Meir's parents. It was a letter writing to them as the parents of an 11-year-old. The kids are saying that B'derech Klal, I'm a very sober mechanich. I'm not mechanich al pi hargasha. I don't teach based on feelings. I don't describe talmidim based on feelings. I'm very normal. Leave this child alone. Let this child do what he needs to do. I have never in my life seen a talmid like this. This is a person who's going to be a leader of Klal Yisrael one day. That's what Rav Aaron Brachman wrote when Rav Yitzchak Meir was about 11 years old or so. Because Rav Yitzchak Meir was so involved, he was learning in Gateshead, he was learning in normative yeshivos, but he was also davening already with kavanos of his own. He was spending a lot of time learning Rabbi Nachman, which a lot of people in his life tried to interrupt. But ultimately, because his father was from Hasidus Gur, so it was not so normal for someone to be so makuriv to Breslov. But every tzaddik that the Rebbe went to, bless you, in order to kind of be dissuaded from Breslov, ultimately the Rebbe convinced them that it was his avoida to be makusha to Breslov. Because the answer was, as long as it's not mafriya from your Hasmadas HaTorah, and the Rebbe would point out, Adrab, the Hasmadas HaTorah comes from Rabbi Nachman, that's what he's calling us to do. And so the Rebbe continued at his bar mitzvah. The Rebbe's father, Rav Yaakov Morgenstern, Zchus Yagan Aleinu, was a big gvir in Gur. He brought the Rebbe to the Baba Sali. So the Rebbe writes in a few places that he walked in and the Baba Sali was learning Mishnayos Kahati, which is just always interesting. So he was learning Kahati Mishnayos, and he had a bottle of Arak on the table. And the Rebbe writes that the Baba Sali held his hand and kept telling the Rebbe to kiss his hand as a bar mitzvah bacher, and mumbling in Ladino, mamish. Like, the Rebbe had no idea what he was saying, and the Baba Sali knew it. And then in the end, when the Rebbe was leaving, he said to his father, "Al tigu b'mashichi, don't interrupt. Let this person do what he needs to do." And there's countless stories of the Rebbe being sent to people in order to be dissuaded from his avoda, and really ultimately the Rebbe showing just the hasmadas haTorah, the hasmadas haTefillah. When a person sees the tzaddik and a person is able to see the tzaddik, it's just hasmada. It's every second is used la'avodas Hashem. Every second is used b'chol hakochos. Every ounce of strength is used. That's one element. And to talk about the tzaddik is, you know, it's a silly thing because whatever you're saying, you know, there's really a person has to see his face. A person has to come and see tachazi to see what we're talking about. But there's another aspect of the Rebbe which is obviously connected, but it's the Rebbe's Torah. And this is how I personally came to find Rav Itzchak Meir Shlita, which is his Torah. His Torah is singularly unique, right? Academics, l'dugma. If they were to write about the Arizal, right? You have people who write PhDs on the Arizal. They do a lot of manuscript work. They do a lot of research. They learn through Eitz Chaim. They know what they need to know, and they can write 3 or 4 books about the Arizal. If an academic were to begin to try and understand the system of Torah that this tzaddik has put out already in the short years that he's been putting out, it would take decades to even begin to understand what is happening. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of pages of printed Torah, at least. At least. The Svarim are infinite. There's Svarim on Shas, Svarim on Shulchan Aruch, Svarim on different Masechtos and Shas, on the Rashash, on the Arizal, on Rabbi Nachman, on the Gra, on the Ramchal, everything. Kol HaTorah Kula, Hu Inyan Achad, it's all saying the same thing. But the Rebbe's Torah is so potent because, more importantly than being a summation of all of the previous tzaddikim, it's a tying together of the Torah of the tzaddikim in such a way that speaks directly to the matzav, to the situation that human beings find themselves in 2022. At least as I see it. The Rebbe's Torah is the Torah of all of the tzaddikim, and what it is a Torah that comes to give permission to the human being to be a human being, and more importantly than that, to find within being a human being the greatest capacity to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what a person will typically find in other tzaddikim's Torah, it's an emphasis on the ascent in Avodas Hashem. When I grow in Avodas Hashem, when I climb, when I'm reaching heights in Avodas Hashem, that's where I'm going to feel great about myself. And any yirida or any degradation is going to be seen as something negative or unfortunate, a symptom of a failure. Zakhtar Rebbe, and this is obviously rooted directly in Rabbi Nachman, which is rooted in the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, which is rooted in the Arizal, which is rooted in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, which is rooted in Moshe Rabbeinu. These are the 5 transgenerational tzaddikim that the Rebbe speaks about so often. Chamisha Yechideh Hadoros, which is an idea already from Rabbi Nachman, that there was Moshe Rabbeinu, there's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, there's the Arizal, there's the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and there's Rabbi Nachman. Beyond them, there's no new chidushim. They are universes. Other tzaddikim are planets, they're constellations within universes, but the universes are these 5 tzaddikim. What the Rebbe shows is through all of these tzaddikim, how ultimately what it's coming to teach us is how to be a human and how to realize that within the difficulty of being human is where we're going to encounter Avodas Hashem. The chiddush is when we can take the darkness that we find ourselves in and transform it into a vessel of light. The avoda is not to dispel the darkness. The avoda is not to ignore the darkness. The avoda is not to pretend there's no darkness. The avoda is to recognize, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bereishis Bara Elokim, Asa Shemayim Vasa Aretz. The next recognition is V'haaretz Haisa Tohu V'vohu. Bereishis and the Or of Bereishis and the Choshech of Tohu V'vohu are 2 elements of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expression and reality. The Rebbe says, if you want to understand how to reveal the deepest unity imaginable, find it within the darkness. Take the darkness, transform it into light, uncover it, and force the darkness to admit to the light. Force concealment to admit to the unity. Because it's one thing to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in unity. It's one thing to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu when things are going easily. It's another thing entirely to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu when everything in one's experience is saying the opposite of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Chiddush. The Rebbe explains this very clearly, and this is just a little bit of a hakdama. Bederach Klal, there are 3 levels in anything. We can call these levels different things. We'll look at them as Chachma, Bina, and Keser. Or really Keser, Chachma, and Bina, depending on the order that you're looking at it in. The Darga of Chachma is a time where everything is clarified. It's the world of Atzilus. All there is Bittul. All there is absolute negation of self. There's just pure light in an experience like that. There's no confusion, no contortions necessary, no concealment. It's purity. It's purified light. Then, when you leave the world of Chachma, you enter into the world of Bina. The world of Bina is a place of concealment. It's a place of constriction. It's a place of difficulty. Chachma is Shabbos. Bina is the whole. Chachma is the world of Atzilus, as the Arizal describes. In the world of Atzilus, even the Kalim are recognized to be part and parcel of the light. Bina, which is separation, is associated with what? With the worlds of separation, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. two totally different ways of relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world of Chachma is a world of nothingness, it's a world of self-nullification. The world of Bina is a world of somethingness, it's a world of self and egoisms and struggles and kinna and taiva and kavod, like the Rebbe was talking about last night. And Bederach Klal, we see those two modes of worshipping HaKadosh Baruch Hu as two separate things. The goal is obviously to live in Chachma, and the problem is to find oneself in Bina. But what the Rebbe says in the name of the Tzaddikim is as follows. Be'emes, the goal is not to only live in a world of Chachma. In a world of Chachma, in a world of Ayin, in a world of nullification in the face of purified light where there's no concealment. Okay, that's wonderful, but it's not such a chiddush. It's not such a chiddush to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu when the light is fully revealed. The real chiddush is to leave the world of Chachma, leave the world of Ayin, descend into the world of Ani, descend into the world of separation and fragmentation, which is Briya Yetzirah Nasiya, transform the worlds of Briya Yetzirah Nasiya, show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you thought you could send me into darkness and I would think you're not here, I've come to reveal you even in the darkness. And at that point, when I find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the darkness, I can then go up to the level of Keser. Because the level of Keser is Ani v'ayin b'vas achas. It's the recognition that there's something and nothing at once. That what typically appears to be a stira in Avodas Hashem, somethingness and nothing, bittel and yeshus, at the level of keser, it's revealed to be part and parcel of the same thing. That the two-step dance of Avodas Hashem is not ayin alone, and it's not ani alone. But the ikar nekuda of the Rebbe's Torah and the Torah of all of the tzaddikim is ani v'ayin bevasachas, to be something and nothing at once, to transform the worlds of separation of Briya Yetzirah Nasiya and force them to become the kelim that are megala, a deeper level of Elokus. This is explicit in all of the tzaddikim. We can talk about the Rashash, we can talk about the Ari, we can talk about Ramchal, we can talk about Ram Duvali, we can talk about Kamarna, because what the Rebbe is doing is compiling all of the sources and revealing them in a way that could not have been revealed without the Rebbe. That's what the Rebbe is doing. The Rebbe describes why certain tzaddikim, big tzaddikim, refer to their svarim as likutim. Right? Because likutim are a dime a dozen. It's just a collection, a compilation. Sure, a person has schar of yigia to find all the sources, but a likut is a compilation. A person with a simple computer search can make a likut. But we see Rabbi Nachman called the Sefer Likutim Aran. The Balatanya referred to his sefer as Likutei Amarim Tanya. We see even the Vilna Gaon had a sefer referred to as Likutei Hagra that he was aware of. So what was it? Were these tzaddikim just being magale all of these different sources? So the Rebbe says as follows, that in truth, the true tzaddikim, when they make a likut, what they're doing are they're collecting all of the disparate makoros that seem to be separate and apart from one another, and they are arranging them in a constellation that now reveals a certain nekuda in the Torah that could not have been revealed without that avoida of the likut. The Rebbe actually describes, he says, there's really two kavanos that a person should have, and this is all Torah, I'm not talking about this from experience, but when a person is being mechavein in the first bracha of Koine HaKol, in Shmon Esrei, kol, as we know, represents the Midah of Yesod. The Midah of Yesod has two elements to it. It's a machlokas between the Svardash and Mekubalim, between the Eifa Shlema, the Rav Dweck, the Eifa Shlema, and I believe it's the Shemen Sasson, as to what a person is machavin when they think about the Midah of Yesod, the Midah of Kol. Is it just a summation of everything that preceded it, like a compilation of sorts, right? Chesed, Gvura, Tferes, Netzach, and Hod precede Yesod, and then Yesod just collects them all, not offering anything of its own, just a collection. Or is there something unique about the collective device of Yesod that gives a different language, a different form to all of the content that preceded it? You hear the Chakira? Right? Is it just a summation of the previous content, or is it taking all of the previous content and forming it in its own way? And in accordance with this machlokes, as to whether a person is machavein a specific thing by the Midah of Yesod, is exactly the question of what a likut is. Is a likut just a compilation of all the previous sources, or is a likut a compilation of all the previous sources, yet revealing all of the previous sources in a way that they have never been revealed before? And the Rebbe says that it's both. When we see a sefer like Likutei Maran, it's not just a Likut. It's a compilation of all of the previous Torahs that existed, but it's a revelation of those Torahs in a way that could not have been revealed without the Avodah of the Likut. The Rebbe says, you want an example for this? Look at Rav Chaim Brisker on the Rambam. When a person reads a Rav Chaim on the Rambam, Rav Chaim points out a shvera issue with the Rambam. But when you learn Rav Chaim properly, and you go back to the Rambam, you see that it's a mistaber within the Rambam itself. Ad kedekach, that the Lomed is saying, what is Rav Chaim's problem? Why is Rav Chaim bringing up a problem with the Rambam? Exactly what he's saying is mistaber in the Rambam. The only reason it's mistaber in the Rambam is because Rav Chaim came to show us how to read the Rambam. Did Rav Chaim add anything to the Rambam? No, Rav Chaim revealed the proper way of reading the Rambam. And that's the question about what the Midah of Yesod is, what a Likud is. The Rebbe is malakate all of the Torah that preceded him, but he's revealing it in such a way that without the Rebbe's Avodah, we would have no idea, or I personally would have no idea, what all of the different makoros of the tzaddikim are saying. With the Rebbe's Torah, and like any tzaddik, it takes all of the Torah and it reveals that it's saying one specific thing. Koil ha-Torah kula hi inyan achas. The Rebbe has said explicitly that his Avodah, his Mahalech in Torah, is a hamshacha of who? Of the Ragash Avergoyim. Of Rav Yosef Rosen Tzchus Yagan Aleinu, Talmud of Tzadikei Lubavitch. Why? Because the Avodah of the Ragash Avergon was Hapshata, Va'od Hapshata, Va'od Hapshata, Va'od Hapshata. Abstraction, 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 abstraction. Look at the Nekuda HaPnimis in a Sugya, excavate it from the Sugya, and apply it everywhere, because ultimately, as the Yerushalmi, the Tosefta says, Koil HaTchoyra Kula Hu Inyan Achas. The entire Torah is saying one thing. The Ragash Avergoyim said that the entirety of the Torah is one long pause between the Beis of Bereishis and the Lamed of La'enei Kol Yisrael. Or as the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, the entire Torah is one long Shem Havaya based on the Ramban and his Hakdama. So Kol HaTorah Kulu Inyan Achas. And for the Rebbe, that Inyan Achas is what he refers to as the Tosefes Kishut. Everybody's with me? The Tosefes Kishut. What's a Tosefes Kishut? The Tosefes Kishut is an additional adornment, it's a beautification. The avodah of a human being is to take the world that was originally perfect, to descend into imperfection, to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu within the imperfection, and to bring the imperfection back up to perfection to make perfection even more perfect. Because before imperfection, perfection was only perfect when things were perfect. After we find perfection within imperfection, what we've revealed is Rabbeinu Shleilam. You're not only present when things are perfect, you're present when things are imperfect as well. Chachma and Bina both disclose your presence. Separation and unity both disclose your presence. That's the Tosefes Kishut. That's where we take the concealment and we say, Rabbeinu Shleilam, we're going to take the Yeshus of Bina, ascend back to Keser, where we're going to live with Ani V'ayin B'Vasachas. It's a radical shift away from the way that tzaddikim spoke previously. Typically speaking, the ikar avodah by tzaddikim was either ani or ayin. There were tzaddikim coming from the place of chachma. Tzaddikim Ramduvali says that the svardim are more makusher to chachma. That's why the Rambam paskins beklalius b'derech klal. Svard looks at things b'oifen of chachma in a generalized way. And there were certain tzaddikim who came from bina, who lived in the world of separation. Right, the Bali Musar came from Bina, because there's no need for Musar in the world of Chachma, which is what Rav Chaim Brisker said. He says, we don't need Musar here because we're healthy. Why? Because Brisk is Mekusher to Chachma. But other places of Torah are Mekusher to Bina. But there are Klal, they were a stira to one another. But what the Rebbe is revealing is that the entire Tachlis is to go down from Ayin, to go down from Chachma, into Ani, into Bina, encounter the distortion of Bina, reveal Hashem within the separation, allow separation to become a vehicle to expand the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to reveal that Rabbeinu Shloilam, my entire Avodah is to reveal that it's specifically where you want me to think you're not found, I'm going to reveal you there. And in that way, a yid is Makadesh Shem Shemayim in the deepest way imaginable. Balatanya, the Rebbe says as follows. He says that B'derech Klal, the Balatanya, wrote a sefer on the Darga of Chachma. Right? The Balatanya did not talk about the secrets of Keser, at least in Tanya. There was a reason he did not. There's a mimer from the Talmidim of the Rebbe that explains the difference between the Mittler Rebbe and Rav Aaron Halevi of Streselia. But B'derech Klal, the Balatanya was Meshabeach Rav Chaim Vital for not talking so explicitly about the levels of Keser. Again, the levels of Keser are how above and below are the same. as opposed to thinking there's a difference between above and below. There was one place in Tanya that the Alter Rebbe hinted to the secrets of Keser, and that was in Perek Lamed Vav. Perek Lamed Vav is where the Bala Tanya, in describing the purpose for the creation of the world, utilizes the statement of Chazal from Vayikra Rabbah, where it says as follows, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lios Lo Dira B'tachtonim. The entire tachlis of Briyas HaOlam is not Kvod Shemayim. That's a vada true as well. It's not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reveal His inherent kochos that couldn't have been revealed without its simsim. That's also true. The Ikar Avoida is to let the neshama come down to the lowest place imaginable, to the Choshech HaKafel U'Mechupel in the language of the Bala Tanya, L'Makom HaYoter Mata She'i Afshar L'Yoter Mata Mimenu, to the lowest imaginable place, and to transform that into the seat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Avoid of Keser, to reveal the light of Kudsha Brichu specifically within the concealment itself. That's Bederach Klal, where the Rebbe's Torah comes from and where the Rebbe's Torah goes to.
That's different than showing the perfection of Hashem?
It's different than showing the perfection of Hashem only in the sense that Bederach Klal, when we think about the perfection of Hashem, we think about it only in terms of perfection. We don't think about it in terms of imperfection. You're avada right, that the perfection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in accordance with all of the Mekubalim and all of the Rishonim is that the Rabbeinu Shleilim is present even where he appears to not be present. But, Bederach Klal, that Nekuda has been forgotten. And the Nekuda that most people focus on is that the perfection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when Hashem is present in the world of Atzilus, where the Kelim are Mevutal to the Or. But the world of Bri Yitzir and Asiya, Atzilus doesn't go down into the world of Bri Yitzir and Asiya. It can't. In accordance with the Arizal and the Seder Shtalshlis, there's no connectivity between the world of Atzilus and the worlds of separation. There's a Mesach, there's a partition. But when you look at the world of Adam Kadmon, which is the Darga of Keser, you see something amazing. Adam Kadmon is Mespashet both in the world of Atzilus and in the worlds of Bri Yetzira Asiya as well. Adam Kadmon, the Darga of Keser, can tolerate both the unity of Atzilus as well as the disunity of Bri Yetzira Asiya. So, Avada, the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, speaks to all of those places, because what Havamin is there that there's anything without the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Tzadik and Bedar Klal didn't talk in this language. They didn't talk in the language. They did, but it wasn't so explicit as the Rebbe's making it, that it's mamash the avoida is to be megala, the or of Elikus, specifically within Dira B'tachtonim, in the Bri Yetzira and Asiya of it all, for the sake of revealing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is infinitely present in everything. Does that make sense?
I still don't understand why that's different, what the difference in between the two ways are, because the purpose of the world is not to...
No, no, no. So that Indian. No, Avada, all of the reasons given, right? All of the reasons. The Avoda Sakoidesh of Meir Ibn Gabai quotes at least 12 reasons for the purpose of the creation of the world. Arizal quotes two, one in Shar Klalim. No, Bechlal not. There's never a difference. Klal Gadol, that the Rav Kenig, Schusio Ganalenu, the original Rav Kenig, I'm forgetting on his first name right now, yeah. Rav Gedalia Kenig, he wrote a sefer called Chaye Nefesh. Sefer Chaye Nefesh was written to deal with something that the Nefesh HaChayim wrote in Shar Gimel in terms of the Avodah Zarah inherent in being makasher oneself to the Ruach HaKodesh that is Nimsa within the Neshama of a Tzaddik. Okay, this is obviously an idea that goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu, right? This is an idea expressed in the Drash HaSaran and Drash Yud Beis. But what Rav Gedalia Kenig writes in Chaye Nefesh, in the Hakdama there, is he says, Kabalti Mesora mi Beis Avi Avi, I received a tradition from the home of my grandfather, that Ein Shum Machlokes Kishimigia Li'ikare Hadas, that there's no machlokes when it comes to the essentials of faith. There's no machlokes b'chlal. But each and every tam to the Bria is moira on a different nekuda. So when the Arizal says that the tachlis of Bria Sa'ilim is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be moitzi all of his choychais into poel so that it could be shalim b'chol mine shlemus, or that choyka toiv lehetiv, both of those elements are speaking mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzad dir betachtoinim, the avoida becomes more talui in the adam themselves. Meaning our encounter with the choshech hakafel u'mechupel becomes the real vehicle in which we encounter the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not different, God forbid. It's just a different emphasis of a particular nekuda in the avoida. Avada. So let's look at a nekuda from the Rebbe. This was a nekuda The first teaching in Parshas Bereishis, which is probably Melukot from Nishmas and Chadasin, which means that it's been said already, so this is not a recent Torah, but it's an essential Torah, I believe, in the fact that it bridges the boundaries between both the Baal Shem Tov and the Vilna Gaon, if anybody still believes in the imagined boundaries, and it shows us on Al Pi Nigla a certain level of Avodah. And again, the Amunah is that the words of the Tzadikim have a power, so we're going to read the words in spite of the fact that we can paraphrase, and we'll read the words and then we'll bring over them a little bit. So this is the Pasuk, Bereishis Bara Eloikim Es HaShemayim VeHaaretz. Mavur Bazaira Kadosh Shaos Beis Shel Bereishis Yesh Nekuda V'Hu Nikra Nekuda BeHechala. There's a Masorah brought down in the Zaira Kadosh that in the Os Beis of Bereishis there is a point within the Beis, and that point is referred to as the Nekuda BeHechala, the point within the Heichal, the point within the antechamber, the point within that space, a hidden point in the middle. Again, the Vilna Gaon and the Halig Arishon are both said that the entirety of the Torah is contained within that tiny point within the Os Beis. And this point, this black dot, is the root of the entirety of the Torah. Ukiya dua, the whole mas and nasa ba'olam nechdav b'Torah. Everything that takes place in the world is written in the Torah. Rav Tzadok HaKohen Meilublin quotes a Masorah from his youth, where he says, "Shamati me'nu'urav, I heard in my youth that Hakadosh Baruch Hu wrote a book, and that book is the world." V'hu asa perish al oso sefer, and he wrote a perish on that book, and that perish on the book is the Torah. So the Torah and the book, and the Gra points us out in Safra Ditznusa, that everything that is going to happen, has happened, or did happen, is contained within the Torah. The Torah and the world are mekusher. Zakhtar Ramami Pano, that what? That the oilem is a roishim of the Torah, and the Torah is a roishim of Elokus. So right, when you have a roishim of Elokus, a trace of godliness, obviously that contains infinitude within it, which means that the infinitude of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is contained within the Torah. And if the world is an expression of the Torah, that means that the world is the Torah as well. B'chala Torah kula nichla b'masa bereishis, and the entirety of the Torah is contained within my bereishis. B'chol ma'isa bereishis nichla b'pasuk rishon shel bereishis, and the entirety of bereishis is contained within the first pasuk of bereishis, and the entire pasuk b'chol pasuk nichla b'tevas bereishis, and the entire pasuk is contained in the first word. B'chol tevas bereishis nichla l'sbois beis shel bereishis, and the first word of bereishis is contained with the os beis of bereishis. B'chol os beis nichla l'sbenekuda shel os beis, and the entire letter of beis is contained within the point of the base itself. Nimsa, says the Rebbe, Shanakuda Shabasoicha is base, that the point within the letter base, he shayresh l'chola tarakula v'chola oilam kulo. This black dot, this tiny nakuda of Dio, right? We say that the Os Yud is the same letters as Dio, that ink and the Os Yud are the same letters. Why? Because Os Yud is the beginning of everything. It's just a black dot. It's an infinitesimal dot that contains the quintessence of all things within it. V'ubechinas Evan Hashasiyah. And this is the Bechina of the Evan Hashasiyah, the stone of existence, through which all existence expresses itself. Shemisham Hushta Sa'olam, right? So it's like a nuclear fission in a sense, that all of the energy imaginable is contained and collapsed into this particular point of energy, yet it contains all potential possibility that will emerge in the future. V'yesh Levayer, Zok the Rebbe, we can explain, Lama lo nichtav b'sefer Torah nekuda shebo'is beis. So now the Rebbe is asking a very important question. If this is the Iker, why is it missing? Why is the Iker chasr min ha-sefer? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be mekushers of the nekuda pnimis, then why isn't it there? And as we're going to see, this is where the Rebbe opens up the shorish of Avodas Hashem, which is to find that which is missing. Not to find that which is present, but to find that which is missing, daika. Zok the Rebbe. The haloi imzah shayrish l'chol abriya v'chol ha-Torah. If this black dot is the shayrish of the entire creation and the entire Torah, imkein lamahu nister v'nignas v'lo nitein lechasev. L'chayrit should have been written. So why did we find it hidden? V'yesh li'ashev al pimad de'isa b'shus ha-Rashba. And we can explain this based on what's written in the Rashba. The Briyas Ha'olam Nichtav Ba'ofen Shel Klal V'Prat, that the entirety of the Sefer Bereishis is written Ba'ofen Klal V'Prat, the general principles and then the particular details. Beforehand we write the general principles, and only afterwards do we descend into the particular details. And the Rebbe quotes from the Shuta Rashba, Tshuva Tchilas L'davar, in the beginning of an answer to your question, Ani Omer, Ki Parshas Maisios Bereishis Nichtavu B'derach Klal V'Prat, that Bereishis is written by way of Klal and Prat, the general principle, the unity, the world of Atzilus, and then the Pratim, the world of separation, the world of disorientation. Tchilas HaKlal, HaKasuv V'Saklal, everything is written in the beginning, V'Seder Kol HaMaisim K'mesha Amdu L'Basoif, and then all of the Sidur HaDavarim is written at the end. In order to teach us what? In order to teach us that first you have to start with the Klal Gadol, then you descend into all of the Pratim, which appear to be devoid of the unifying principle of the Klal, and then you return back to the Klal like a Klal Prat and Klal. So Zakta Rebbe, V'naktim Od, we need one more introduction. Masha Kosov HaGoin HaRagachavar. This is what the Ragachavar Gon wrote, B'safroit Safnas Paneach, in Parshas Metzora. The Had the Isa b'Maseches Chagiga. We find in Maseches Chagiga machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. The sheet of Rabbi Yishmael is that the klolus of the Torah was given over by Har Sinai, and the pratus of the Torah was given over by the Mishkan, by the Oyel Moed. But there's a machlokas about whether, and Rabbi Akiva says everything was given over. Zok the Ragachavar. That in truth, the real chiluk here between whether the klalus and the pratus was given over is the chiluk between luchos rishonos and luchos shnios. Why? Because luchos rishonos are the inyan of koil hatayra kula hi inyan achad. And the luchos rishonos are where Rabbi Akiva says that the klalus and the pratus were given over by Har Sinai because it's all saying one thing. The sheet of Rabbi Yishmael, which says that the klalus was given over by Har Sinai, but the pratus was given over by Oyel Moed, as if there's a shinoi or a difference or a distinction between the general principles of unity and the particular points of distortion, that difference only applies where? It applies by the luchos shnios. Zok, the language of the Ragachavar, Zehaya chiluk ben luchos rishonos v'luchos achronos. The luchos harishonos haisakola torakula begeder nekuda umetzias achas. That the entirety of the Torah was in the aspect of one particular point, kimavuar biyerushalmi shkalim, that kol haTorah kula inyan achas, but in the luchos achroinos hayu pratim, and adarabah, just as a side point, this is what the Rebbe sees as the entire chiddush of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that before the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, a person got lost in the pratim. Because a person thought, I have to work through all the pratim, all of the distortion, all of the pieces, in order to reach the klal. Comes along the Baal Shem Tov and says, no, start with the klal. Start with the klal of Moida Ani Lefanecha Melchai V'Kayom. Start with the klal of Baruch Sha'amar V'Haya Oilam. Start with the klal of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Start with the klal that Eino Milvado Leis Asar Panimine. Once you start with that klal, then you go down into the pratim. Then you go down into distortion to reveal the greater principles of unity. But if you start with distortion and you try and find your way back up to unity, mi yomer shezachas alibo, a person is lost from the get-go. If I begin to try and find Rabbeinu Shlomo or my strength from a place of distortion and distinction. The avoda is to start from the klal and then to go down into the prat. So let's go a little bit weiter. Hare lanu. The Rebbe, after paraphrasing the Ragachavar, says as follows. Mikol ha'amor, from the Divrei HaRagachavar, sha'achiluk bein luchos rishonos luchos shnios, the distinction between the avoda, and again, luchos rishonos and luchos shnios are states of mind, right? They're not just existences that have taken place at some point in reality, they're access points in our mind of how to be mekusher to the Ribbono Shel Olam in this present moment. If I want to be mekusher by way of luchos rishonos, where it's on the kuda achas, or I want to be mekusher by way of luchos shnios, which is where I have to find myself in the avoid of the Baal Tshuva of yasher koyach shashibarta, where I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the shvira. So zok the Rebbe, that the distinction between luchos rishonos and luchos shnios is that the madrega shel luchos rishonos hi shatayra nisna ba'oifen shaisa kola tarakula inyan achad. That the luchos rishonos is the aspect of the entirety of the Torah is one inyan. In Bechina of Maksha Achas, that everything is built out of the same material. Avala Acher, Shenishbru, Haluchas Arishonos, but after the Luchas Arishonos have been shattered, Afilu Shechazru Venisna Luchas Shnios, even though they returned and were restored with the Luchos Shnios, we know, Lo Hayazeb Be'oisa Madriga Sheluchas Arishonos. It wasn't a return back to what things were originally, it was a degradation in status. The Luchos Shnios Hayu Pratim Pratim. And the Luchos Shnios were distinctive points of separation. V'loi Nisna Be'oifen Shekola Tarakula Inyanachas. Weiter? Everyone good?
That's dependent on the on the state that the Yidden were after the
effect? Rebbe Rashab in Hemshech Samach Vav says Mufurish like that, yes, that the state of Luchos Rishonos and Luchos Shnios are representative of the psychological experience that the Yidden were having. But what the beauty of the Rogachover was that he took the lumdis of the Rambam in Mori Nevuchim and the Chassidus of Lubavitch and he applied it to Gufei Shas, Ad Kedekach, that he was paskening Halacha. So the Rogachover here is talking in an Inyan Halacha, that Luchos Rishonos and Luchos Shnios have a different gedder. He says also that this is why Rabbi Yehuda has a shita that you can be Dorish Smuchim. If the whole Torah is one thing, then the proximity of Psukim are informative, right? If something is right next to each other, then it means something. But in accordance with the other shita that says he can't be Dorish Smuchim, he's talking about Luchos Shnios. So, but Avada, it's totally in the Hargasha of the Avoida at that moment. Bini Avoida Sa'adam. What's the Avoida of the individual? Lachzer shuv l'madregas luchos rishonos. Our avoida is to return back to a place of luchos rishonos, where we see that all of the disparity and all of the disunity and all of the struggle and all of the difficulty at the heart of human experience is be'emes mushrash and nichlal b'soich nekuda katana. It's all part and parcel of the same exact nekuda. When a person is not thinking that way, their lives are scattered in 1,000 different directions. When a person holds on to the nekuda pnimis, at that point, what they're finding is the koilel hakol, and the avoid is to return back to luchos rishonos. Haynu shatzarich lahasmid b'tayr v'dveikus v'kedusha gadoyla kolkach ad sheyaven v'yasig eich shakolatora kula hininachas. That a person should learn Torah with dveikus. This is something that I didn't mention about the Rebbe before. If there's anything that the Rebbe is trying to say, is to learn Torah. To learn Torah ba'oifen shel Torah lishma ad kedekach, that when you're learning shas. When you're learning Shas Mamish with the Rishonim and the Achronim, you're davening to the Rabbeinu Shalom from the deepest place in your heart. But it's not Mevatel one. One is not Mevatel the other. You're still learning Shas, and you're still davening at the very same moment. But again, it's Aniva Ayin Bevasachas. The Shalal Lo Yechsar. Shalal is Gematria 360, which is Shas. The Ikr Tachlis is Shalal Lo Yechsar. The Rebbe wants people to be Bekiyim and Shas and Poiskim. The Avoida is not running into a flight of fancy and being Misboinein and meditating on that black Nekuda that is Koil and everything. There's times for that Avoida. But the Avoida is Limud HaTorah Lishma, where I can see every disparate letter and halacha in the Torah and realize that it's all Mamish saying the same exact thing. That a person who learns with dveikus and kedusha kedoyla kol kach to the point that they understand that kol Torah kula hinin achad. Right, the Rebbe sometimes is in the middle of Shemon Esrei with his Siddur HaRashash and he'll pull a Ritva on Gittin off of the shelf and he's flipping through it. Other times it's Lekutei Halachos, meaning it's mamish kol Torah kula hinin achas. I have a friend who went before the Rebbe was as popular as the Rebbe is now, where there's such a kehila around him. He was in Uman when the Rebbe was still in Uman. Uman, not Uman Yushalayim. When the Rebbe was there, he was sitting doing pidyonos and he was learning Tzoy Sachoshen in front of the person as he was doing his pidyonos. That was the avoid of the Rebbe.
What's pidyonos?
Pidyonos are, what is pidyon? I don't know. Rabbi Nachman says, an Erev Rosh Hashanah, it's kedai to bring money to the tzaddik, and the tzaddik kind of takes your money and does a pidyon. It's mukusher to the kad batei dinim, and it's meant to help the person in the way. I remember bringing a $20 bill to the Rebbe. This was before at any Sheikhus. I don't have Sheikhus, but the Rebbe lifted the $20 bill, kilo, it weighed like 1,000 pounds. So b'yeser beer with a little bit more explanation. Ech shetol kol haTorah megale davar echad. What does it mean that the entire Torah is one nekuda? That the entire Torah is being megale one thing. Doesn't mean that Gittin is saying the same thing as Ksubas, but that in the end of Gittin and the end of Ksubas, I'm understanding the same exact Nekuda. Haynu shakola tarakula megala yichudo v'achduso yisbarach shemo. The entire tachlis of every book that has ever been written from the beginning of creation till the end of creation is simply to reveal the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Achduso hapashet. V'zui ha-nekuda b'shoich ois habez. And this Nekuda, this black dot that is koil everything, this is the Nekuda of the yichud of the Rabbeinu Shlomo. The impossibility of understanding how Hashem is present in disunity just as He's present in unity. How Hashem is present in Atzilus just as He's present in Briya Yitzira Nasiya. How He's present when I'm ascending and how He's present when I'm falling. How He's present in Ratzah and how He's present in Shov. How He's present in the Shalom and how He's present in the Machlokas. How He's present in Geula and how He's present in Golus. How He's present in Hester and Giloy. All of that, that impossible unity, that Erazid Mehemnusa, that is impossible to understand, so it has to be understood only by way of faith, all of that is nichlal in that nekuda katana, that tiny black dot in the middle of the bays. Shehi b'china shayrish kol ha-Torah kula, b'chinas inyan echad. This inyan of echad is the inyan echad. What is the inyan echad of kol ha-Torah kula ha-inyan echad? It's inyan echad. It's to understand achdus. Mash
ein,
yeah.
Emuna?
Faith? Emuna.
Understood in a way of faith.
Understood in way of faith is an acceptance of the paradoxical nature of everything. It's above Yediyah. Yediyah wants to understand each and everything in categories. Emuna is what happens when a person comes to terms with the fact that ultimately it's a stira gedoyla. It's a stira. Ein Niyesh is a stira. There's no greater stira than HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's absence.
Realize that it's a stira and still kayim.
Vada.
Yep.
Yep. Not only that it's still kayim, not only that it's still kayim, but it's dafka by way of the paradox that it's kayim.
I'm saying before the moon it would be what? He wouldn't realize it's still
kayim. Yediyah is, I can understand, you know, the Yud Gimel Ikrei Amunah, I can understand the Kaddish Baruch Hu in accordance with all of the klalim that I have to understand, but it still has to make sense, it has to be rational to me. That's Yediyah. The idea is that it has to make sense to the Dasa Enoshi. And if it doesn't make sense to the Dasa Enoshi, then it's not true. This is, I mean, we're preparing for this Alts Chanukah, right? This was Mamish what Chanukah was all about. That Chanukah, Greek knowledge, Yavan wanted to say it's rational. It's rational, it's rational. If I can understand it, it's true. If I can't understand it, it's not true. But what the Jewish people experience on Chanukah is Yoshev Beseser Elyon. Yoshev Bestira Al Yavan. Elyon is Osios al Yavan. If I want to ascend above Yavan, it's only when I accept the stira of it all. And the stira is that Ein and Yesh are operant bevasachas. And the only kli, Rav Tzadok explains this more than anybody, the only kli that is capable of handling that paradox is the kli of Emunah. Because Malchus has nothing of its own. It's not pretending to understand. It's what Rabbi Nachman refers to as Tachlis Ayediyah Shaleineda. That the apex of knowledge is coming to a place where I realize that it's not that I don't know because I'm dumb or I don't put enough effort in. I have put every ounce of effort into knowing. And I have come ultimately to the recognition that the greatest thing that I can possibly know is that it's impossible to know. And at that point, all there is emunah. That make sense?
Yeah, I just want to understand what the word... Bavadai. Versus someone who did all the effort and doesn't have emunah. How does that look?
Say again?
How does the opposite of that look? When he doesn't have emunah, he doesn't accept it, he doesn't...
Emunah pshuta, meaning?
No, he's saying you put in all the effort,
yeah.
The sphere, and he has emunah, and someone who wouldn't have emunah, what would that be?
A chakran, you know, like a philosopher.
He wouldn't accept
a philosopher.
Lokayam.
Right, and a philosopher, haskala, it's a chacham. Rabbi Nachman describes it very powerfully in the Maase of Chacham and Tam. The chacham has to know everything, the chacham has to have things make sense to him. Right, the tamimus, which is mushrash and keser, is the willingness to suspend my absolute need for knowledge and to accept the fact that I know absolutely nothing anyway. And that emunah is the greatest chokhmah in the entire world. So a person who's unwilling to accept, I mean, it's a longer conversation, obviously. We're dealing with thousands of years of Jewish thought here. But Rav Tzadok is mevarit the most. So the Rebbe continues and he's saying, now what's the inyan echad? What's the inyan echad of kol ha-Torah kula inyan echad? It's the inyan of yichudo va'achduso yisbarach shemo. V'zehu ha-nekuda shebesoich ois ha-beiz. This is the point within the beiz. Shu b'chinas shoyresh kol ha-Torah kula b'b'chinas inyan echad. Coming to teach us achdus. Ma she'ein kein kol hemshech ha-Torah hu b'b'chinas pratim rabim. If I lose sight of that innermost point of the ois beiz, I fall into all of the pratim rabim, into all of the details, into all of the different expressions of different ideas, ad kedekach, that I could, God forbid, fall into a place where the achdus hakoleles is no longer present, and I can fall into the pratim. V'zehu oimek biur divrei harashba. And this is the depth of what the Rashba says, that in the beginning the Torah is written b'derech klal. Because I have to chap how everything is saying one nekuda panimis, which is emuna ve'achdusa yisparach shemo. Achar kach nichtavu ha-pratim. Afterwards, I can go down into the pratim. Only afterwards. It's only after the black dot in the middle of the beis that I can then accept the fact that beis is already the second letter. Beis is already duplicitous. Beis is already split. Achas dibra elokim shtayim zu shamati. Hashem spoke once, I heard twice. To be a human being is to hear things twice. It's not to have a grasp of the unity, because only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unified. But in the beginning, we have to chop the tinymost point, which teaches us that everything that I go through, every nekuda of my life, every os of my Torah, is all one inyan, and that is the achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shazui avoida sa'adam. This is the avoida of the Adam. Lichlol es kol ha'pratim b'soy ha'klal. To go from the klal into all of the pratim, and to go through all of the pratim back up to the klal. This is what we said before, is what the Iker Nekuda in the Rebbe's Torah is. To go from the world of Atzilus, which is a klal, it's only Achdus, there's no distortion there, to go down into the worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, which is the world of pratim and separation and concealment and difficulty, and Be'emes, like the Baal Tanya says, every single symptom that we could possibly imagine that we experience as a human being, that's what's Nichlal in the word Hester. And then, it's not enough to live in Hester and then return back up to the Klal. I have to force every ounce of Hester to become a vessel for the Klalius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light. That's the Iker Chiddush. It's not to go from the klal into the prat and return back to the klal like it was beforehand. It's to go from the klal into the prat and force the prat to ascend back up to the klal to take me even higher than the original klal. That's the giloy that we have down here. Specifically within the Hester, we can reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light in a deeper way than He Himself revealed it. V'yesh oid lahoysif. Okay, well, I'm going to skip this nekuda right here. The Rebbe goes into different kavanos of be'emes, how an os beis is really a mem stuma, which is a mikvah, and it's really 36 points, and those 36 points which comprise the mikvah are the 36 mesechtos and shas, and how each mesecht and shas is a different prat in the giloy, and when a person learns shas kulo, then they're nichlal, all of the pratim, the lamed vav nekudos of shas, the lamed vav mesechtos, and they're nichlal it back into the achdus, which is megale, the Shalla lo yachzar, that the ikar is to take the klalius of Torah Shebichsav, go down into the pratius of Torah Shebalpeh, take all of the pratius of Torah Shebalpeh, and bring it back up to a klal, which now reveals that not only did Moshe Rabbeinu receive the Torah Shebichsav, he also receives Torah Shebalpeh as well, which is the pagisha between Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbi Akiva.
Avada,
it's the Goyin at the end of his life, bringing everything back up to the Shoresh. Right, this was the Avoid of the Goyin, who focused much more on Shas. A Goyin is Gematria 60. The Goyinim pointed out that a Goyin is someone who knows the 60 Mesechtos and Shas. Right, depending on which way you break it up. And the Tachlis of the Gro, when you look at the Gro's Mahalach and Psak, and you look also in his Mahalach and Kabbalah, the Gro's entire inyan is to not care so much about what later generations had to say Bechlal. Chazon Ish points out in his Igros that the Gro was Chaylik on the Shulchan Aruch more than anybody in history, because he didn't care if the Shulchan Aruch said it. He wanted to know what the Torah said. He wanted to know exactly where it's found in Shas. So the Gro's Avodah was to bring it back up into the Klal, to bring all of the Pratim back into the Klal. The Gra was, on a certain aspect, the light of the Prat, and the Baal Shem Tov was the light of the Klal, right? Which is why the Gra is Shayach to the Avoida of Mashiach ben Yosef, which is the Avoida of the Prat, and the Baal Shem Tov is Shayach to the Avoida of Mashiach ben David, which is the Avoida of the Klal, and the Yichud is the Yichud between the two of them, to bring the Gra into the Rebbe has a Talmud, Rebbe Akiva Erlinger Shlita. Rebbe has a few Talmidim Mufakim. One of the Talmidim Mufakim is Rebbe Akiva. It's Kedai to go on a Motzei Shabbos, and you'll see Rebbe Akiva in Avodas HaKodesh doing something impossible. The Rebbe's speaking Torah through a towel in a state of Dveikus, and Rebbe Akiva is his eyes closed, just typing word for word explicitly. Rebbe Akiva is the son of the Birchas Avram. Birchas Avram, Rebbe Erlinger from Switzerland, who was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav. Rebbe Akiva can show every single thing that the Rebbe wants to show with the writings of the Vilna Gaon and his Talmidim. Everything. Without recourse, I mean, Rebbe Akiva is Mushrash in all of the writings of the Baal Shem Tov, but he can show every single thing that the Rebbe wants to show, every single thing that the Baal Shem Tov wanted to show, through the writings of the Gra as well. Because the Avoida, meaning we can say, if the Baal Shem Tov is Shayach to the world of Atzilus, which is Chachma, and the Vilna Gaon is Shayach to the world of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, the Avoida of the Tzaddik is to be Koilel, the Baal Shem Tov, and the Gra together, which is Megala Zayin, a different level of Yichud. Vine oisai ha-nekuda, this nekuda in the Ois Beis, hi bechinas or ein sof baruch hu. This is the aspect. Again, it's a bechina. We're not making comparisons here. It's an aspect of the infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal gadol is that or ein sof is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We never talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chavaydoi va'atzmo. we're always talking about the expressions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, or Ein Sof, Zakt Leshem, Zakt all of the Tzadikim. No Tzadik ever said otherwise, God forbid, that we're never talking about Atzmusa Yisbarach. And therefore, when we realize we're never talking about Atzmusa Yisbarach, we're never going to fall into a trap. We're never going to fall into being magshim. We're never going to fall into being ovdei avodah zarah. Because be'emes, if we're talking about atzmusa yisbarach, any word would be kfira. Because there's nothing that can possibly be applied to that. So mamela or ein sof is already a giloy. So this tiny dot, this klal that is koilel everything, is the aspect of the or ein sof. V'akadosh baruch hu asa tzimtzum. And the Kaddish Baruch contracted, concealed, hid away that infinite light. The He'elem al Oiro Yisbarach Shemo. And he applied a concealing veil over the light of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Avoides HaAdam Hu Lehishtoikek Ulechapes HaLikush Shebatayra. The entire Tachlis of Bria is to be goyrem tshuka v'ga'aguim after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, here we're answering up the kasha the Rebbe started with. If the Nekuda in those bays is the Iker and it's koilel everything in the world, then why not write it in the Torah? Why? Because the Iker of Metzius is to teach a person how to be mechapes the Nekuda Panimis. It's not to find the Nekuda Panimis, it's to search it out. It's to look for it. Like David Malka Mashiach said that I will not put sleep to my eyes until I find the Makom HaMikdash. Zed Dor Dorshav, the Iker Nekuda in Avoida is the Drisha, Acher the Yichud. That's why the Rebbe says, Rav Shmuel Ehrenfeld also points out, another Talmud Mufak of the Rebbe, is that Dorshe Yichudcha, the Lashon is Doirish HaYichud. That a person who thinks I found the Yichud is someone who's a Nebuch. Right? That's a schwer thing. You can taste it, but to think you found it? Adarabba, that's a Kfira. It's Dorshe Yichudcha. Darshe Yechudcha, I'm always searching it out because the Iker of the Tzimtzum is to be Megala, the Avoida of Chippus and Drisha. Avoida Sa'adam Hu Lehishtoikik Ulechapes Alekush Shebetoira Uvechol Habriya, and throughout existence. V'zehu Kol Avoida Sa'adam Ba'olam Hazeh. This is our entire purpose in this world. Lahasir Halavushim Hamastirim Esamelech, to remove the concealing veils that cover over the king, ulegalos elakusa yisparach shemoi bechol prat veprat shebetorah. The avoida is not to find something that's preset for us. The avoida is encountering the concealment, breaking through the concealment, and revealing the revelation within the concealment. V'tzrichim lehityageya al zeh ma'oid ma'oid, and a person needs to put immense effort into this. Ad shezoich lemtzoyas abas melech, until a person is capable of finding the bas melech, which is the shechina hakadosha, shunekuda behechala, which is that point within the bays, shebechinas eloikis shebechol davar, which is the aspect of godliness in all things. Ulechein loy nichtav b'torah nekuda v'shoyis bays. This is why the Torah doesn't put that black dot, because the entire avoida is to search it out when it appears to be hidden. The entire avoida is to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically within the Hastar Shebetoich Hastorah, within the Choshech HaKafel Mechupel, within what the Rashash writes in the Bracha of Malbish Arumim, that Oilam Hazeh is Nimsa B'Soich Mevei Denachash, that this world is swallowed up by the snake. That's our avoida, to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the concealment. Shari Alzeh Gufa He'inyin HaTzimtzum Shelefnei Briyasa Oilam. This is the entire purpose of the Tzimtzum before the creation of the world. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Kavyachol Histir Oyre Bekam Vekam Levushim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, concealed himself in all matters of concealment. V'avoides HaAdam L'chapes HaShem Yisbarach B'choil HaHester. The job of an individual is to seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu out in all of the concealment. Again, if the Torah of the Tzaddik means anything, it has to mean everything. It has to speak to the person at the highest point, the Tamidim Amitim, and it has to speak to the people who are at the end of the table who have no sheiches but to come in for the crumbs. And if the Rebbe is saying that our job is to find the Kaddish Baruch Hu in every Hester, that means mamish every Hester. That means every Hester that we personally in our own minds can imagine. Which means that the avoida of finding this nekuda panimis and everything applies to the traffic jams and applies to the fights and applies to the shalom bias issues and applies to the yeyush and applies to every aspect of one's life. To say otherwise is a kfira. To say otherwise is to be koifer in the Torah of a tzaddik. The Torah of the tzaddikim amitim goes from the top to the bottom. It's the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the Torah of Moshe. So Hester has to be understood. When we find the word Hester in the words of the Tzaddikim, especially a Tzaddik in our generation, it's not enough to say concealment. A person has to pause and think, what does concealment in my life mean? What does it actually mean to me? And when I think about what concealment means in my life, I become a little bit more vulnerable, and I begin to see how the Torah is actually medicine right now. How the words of the Tzaddikim are mamish medicine. Rabbi Nosson of Nimrov wrote in a letter to his son. Rabbi Nosson, one of the things that Rabbi Nosson spent most of his time doing was writing love letters to his son Rav Yitzchak, who's buried in Sfas. Alim Letrufa. It's like the most beautiful thing in the world. It's like an IV dosage of chizuk. But what Rabbi Nosson writes to his son Rav Yitzchak is Ashreinu sheyesh lanu doctor kaze. Ashreinu sheyesh lanu doctor kaze. And we know what Rabbeinu said about doctors. Ashreinu sheyesh lanu doctor kaze. If a person doesn't feel sick at the core of it all, then the words of the tzaddikim are just going to be vortlach. But if you realize that you're dead without the words of the tzaddikim, then A, you'll remember it, because it's life-giving medicine, and also you'll live with it, and you'll start to believe in it a little bit. Our job is to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu b'soicha hester. L'galas Hashem Yisparuch Hu las lo yisloi dir b'tachtoinim. One last nekuda on this inyan. The Rebbe compares the nekuda hapnimis in the Ozbeis to be the Bas Melech. To be the Bas Melech, which is the first story in Rabbi Nachman's Sipur Maisios. And the whole inyan of searching out the Bas Melech is searching out the Bas Melech. We are not told how the Sheni Lamelech, who is the Tzaddik, the Sheni Lamelech, is the Nishmas Yisrael that comes down into this world to find the Nekuda Panimis. We're not told how it's found. All it says at the end of the story is Basof Hotziu. In the end, she was taken out. Avalo Higir Echotziu. But it's not told over how she was taken out. So we can think, oh, Rabbeinu is just being Rabbeinu and not telling us the end of the story, right? And just leaving us up to like not knowing. But the MS, what the Talmidim say, is that no. Rabbeinu is telling us exactly how the Bas Melech is found. It's by not knowing how it's found. It's believing that it's going to be found. It's continuing to seek it out. Zedor Dorshev, day after day, not being noisin Shein Le'enav, until a person finds the Nekuda Panimis. And in Eretz Yisrael, the defika of the lev is more intense. Here, there's every moment the person has to find the Nekuda Panimis, and here you also feel it much more when you're not with the Nekuda Panimis. Mamish. When you're not with the Nekuda Panimis, you're mamish. In Chutz Laaretz, it's shayach to like survive without a Nekuda Panimis, because whatever. Here, when you have it, you have it. When you don't have it, you're mamish have nothing. And so the avoid is the drisha and the chakira, achar ashtina, and to find the Nekuda of the Ospeis. And Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue learning weekly a different Torah from the Tzaddik. Each Torah will have a Hagdasha on finding a Kadosh Baruch Hu specifically within the Pratim of our lives. To learn a little bit more that struggle is not a Stira to Avedas Hashem, Adarabba, that is Avedas Hashem. The Stira to Avedas Hashem is not struggling. And Be'ezras Hashem, with the words of a living Tzaddik, we should be Zeicha, anybody should go, can go. The biggest miracle of all is that the Beis Medrash still has room to stand in. So it's Kedai, you could still go there and you can see this person right now. So Be'ezras Hashem, Yashar Koyach everybody for coming, Yashar Koyach, I very much appreciate it. And we'll be here next week in Be'ezras Hashem.
So what is the end of the recording and then yeah.